They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Tiffany Marmaduke, T-I-F-F-A, N-Y-M-A-R-M-A-D-U-K-E. Date of birth 07/23/1991. Date of appointment February 15, 2024. Requesting a physician, Candice Stahl, C-A-N-D-I-C-E-S-T-A-H-L. F-N-P. Dear Candice Stahl, I have the pleasure of seeing Tiffany Marmaduke today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 32-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who for the last 2 years having episode of passing out, dizziness, lightheadedness, shaking of the arms and legs. She cannot talk during the episode with nausea. This is happening now 4 to 5 times per week. Feels pressure in the head. Feels shaking inside of the body. She cannot move the arm during the episode. She also feels her head is shaking, eyes closed. She went to the St. Mary's and Albany Medical Center emergency room. She was seen by the cardiologist, had MRI of the brain and CT of the head. Both are negative. Has difficulty controlling the urine. She feel headache, like a pressure, with nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, no phonophobia. She used to get full-fledged migraine, but she is not getting anymore. Sometimes get episodic numbness, tingling in the hands and feet. Past medical history. Anxiety with depression, asthma, eczema, external hemorrhoid, GERD. Headache, insomnia, obesity, polycystic ovarian syndrome, history of syncope, vitamin D deficiency, past surgical history, appendectomy, allergy to Zoloft and Splenda, medication, Trazodone 100 mg, Ibuprofen 600 mg, Hydroxyzine 25 mg, Venlafaxine 75 mg, socialist, smoke 1 pack of cigarette per day, doesn't occasionally drink alcohol, uses marijuana, recently not working, he's single, lives with the sister, no children, family, stepmother alive, with chronic kidney disease and depression, father alive, diabetes, hypertension, depression, one sister alive and healthy, two brother anxiety and depression. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, memory, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, poor control of the bladder, decreased libido. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 32-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, syncope. Number 3, dizziness. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, depression. Next paragraph, her MRI of the brain and CT of the head is negative. I would like to start the preventative medication Topamax 25 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week, and then 2 PO 2 times daily continue. Her constellation of symptoms are the combination of anxiety, depression, migraine, panic attack, sometime anti-migraine medication will help to deal with all these issues. But mental health follow-up is recommended. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.